both of them together have like 110 plus catches. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it shows that they're both versatile and they both can, you know, do things, both, you know, running the ball and catching the ball. So, you know, that makes it tough when, you know, you can't really tell the difference of, you know, both of them, because 41 runs inside, you know, 22 runs inside, and they also will switch it up and both of them run outside. So it's not where you can kind of get a tip, you know, on, you know, they like to run one inside and one outside. You know, 41 is used more sometimes in personnels, like an EY receiver, and 22 is more the traditional back in those receiver, I mean, in those formations and things like that. But, you know, they're doing a really good job of moving those two around.
So Kamara has a bigger route tree. He's more likely to run a greater variety of routes as a receiver.
Yes. He's one of the guys that, you know, you'll sometimes see in, you know, personnels where it look like he can be like a running personnel. He'll be the one that split out as the wide receiver.
Yes. How important is tackling going to be in this game?
Man, you know, tackling is important in any game, and especially when you run like a cover three defense, and you know, teams are going to find a way to flood our zones and, you know, get one-on-one tackles. Tackling in our defense is one of the most important, and that's why we talk about it, you know, week in and week out. And we know for sure Drew is going to, you know, try to flood the zones and get his one-on-one matchups and the stuff he likes, because he knows, you know, week in and week out what you're going to be in, and he knows how to get his matchups.
December football is different, I would say. I don't know if you're going to agree with me, but it looks like every team is pushing for a playoff spot, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
The energy is ramping up. What do you see in December that's different from other months?
Oh, man, I see in December people are, you know, more conservative with the ball. You know, early in the season, you know, a lot of people come out. They like to try to take some shots down the field. Not saying that, you know, people won't take shots down the field, but later on in December, the ball really becomes, you know, a big thing. You got to go get the ball, and, you know, a lot of teams, you know, that you go against, they're going to try their hardest to, you know, keep the ball as conservative as possible, keep it on the ground, keep it real low, keep it checked down, you know, and be smart with it before they make mistakes with it.
He mentioned earlier that he's not disappointed with the crowd at all at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but you can tell it's not as loud possibly as it could or should be. Mm-hmm. Do you notice that at all?
Nah. It doesn't matter to me. If they're not talking, it helps me communicate a little more. If they're talking, then, you know, it makes it a little more, you know, harder for the offense and stuff to get the snap count and stuff off that. But, you know, if everybody's not talking to Mercedes-Benz, it's okay, man. We're going to still play football. We still got a game to play.
For four straight season, the winner with you and the Saints, whoever wins the first game also wins the second game.
Oh, man.
Tell me about that rivalry. What's so special about it?
Oh, man, it's a battle. You know, no matter what, man, no matter what the records look like, man, no matter if, you know, one team is doing really great, one team is doing really bad, no matter if they're both doing bad, you know, no matter if they're both doing good, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a four-court battle, man. It's going to go all the way to the end, and it's going to be some, you know, it's going to be some plays out there.
You played through a number of times. When you play him, what's the thing, one thing that's the most impressive about facing him?
He knows what all his players are all the time. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he knows exactly where his players are going to be. He can be looking on, you know, a totally different side of the field, and he knows if he holds it long enough that he has something else coming across his face. He knows where all his guys are going to be. You can see him in warm-up. You can see him through all his training tapes. You know, me and Drew, you know, we both from Purdue, so, you know, I know a lot about him. And he's just a guy that, you know, he's real big in his preparation, and he's real big in, you know, knowing the ins and outs of every defense in his offense.
I know you're early on in this process, but you may have answered this. Kamara, when you see him, what most impresses you about his game?
Oh, man, just his balance. Man, his balance. You see him sometimes run into some piles and stuff like that, and you know for sure he's down, and he's not. And he comes out, and he's still running. He's one of those guys you have to, you know, physically see him hit the ground. And if not, you can't think. He's one of those dudes that you got to always think, get up with a body part with, because if you don't, he might keep going.
When you're out there and you're facing Drew, do you feel like he, not only does he know what his guys are doing, but he also knows what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He knows the way, just the way they line up their, you know, their formations. You know, just the way, like, you got the running backs and things like that. You can start to get matchups and stuff. You know, you can see man zone reads easy out of that, and he knows that. So majority of the time, he knows the formation. He knows if you're man or zone already. Does he have the Fountain View? Oh, yes, for sure, man. You know, most people don't even remember him when he was at the Chargers and stuff like that. But, man, he's still been, you know, throwing in as good as, you know, he's been since I got in the league and even since when I was at Purdue.
What it's like out there from a different standpoint.
You know, we do a really good job here of trying to keep our head out of the game. You know, they teach us a type of tackle that's a lot of shoulder punching and stuff like that, a lot of wrap and roll, a lot of keeping the head out of it. You know, the biggest thing, man, you just want everybody's safety, man. You know, we are here to play the game, you know, as hard as possible, and we're trying to, you know, go out there, you know, be that spark for our team. But, you know, we're not trying to do it at the, you know, the sake of somebody else's health or our own.